Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
That's right, CITR, your source for crucial grooves. This is Duncan, host of Duncan's Donuts, here at noon. Every Thursday, or as often as I can on Thursdays. Not feeling great today. Gonna sort of play lots of long songs so I don't have to talk. And so this is sort of a long song, but also a tribute to Hilly Kristal, the founder of CBGB's, the seminal New York Bowery punk club that was the birthplace of the no wave movement. So people like Television and Blondie and Talking Heads and the Ramones all kind of got their first start there. So we're going to play Marquee Moon by Television, and this is an alternate take that I found recently. After that, we're going to have some Talking Heads. Here we go. Give us a call if you have any requests. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done a work study? I did it in the past, and it was great experience and good money.
Don't you need to have a student loan to qualify?
Not anymore. You don't need a loan or an application to get work study. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident studying at UBC. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I will definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit Career Services online at www.students.ubc.ca/work-study.
You guys don't know how lucky you are. We have the star of that public service announcement here in the studio with us right now.
Not anymore.
Very well done. That voice work. It was amazing, Melanie. I didn't know
Thank
you had it
you.
In you.
It was Luke's creative talents that put the little diddle ding.
Well, I mean, it was a team effort, obviously.
It was.
How's your summer going?
It's great. Yeah. Today's my last day at CITR, though.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Cry. Yeah. You're back at Emily Carr.
It's true.
Melanie's our technical services coordinator, so she's been working at the station all summer, doing all sorts of magic, helping us keep it going, keeping the dream alive. Any plans for the fall? You're just going to be at school?
Yeah, back at school, back at Zulu.
Back at Zulu. So you can say hi if you're ever at Zulu. Say hi to Melanie.
That's true.
Yeah, you'll recognize the voice. We have someone else in the studio right now.
Yeah, this is Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. How's it going? You're on a tour right now. We've forced you onto the air.
Yes, a CITR tour. It's going very well so far.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, lots of surprises, I bet.
No doubt, and very, very informative.
Yeah. And so you're a new student at UBC?
Yeah, I'll be starting the journalism school on Monday, Tuesday.
And you've already been on the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good start.
Yeah. Cool. And how is this your first time to Vancouver, or you?
I was here for 2 days a couple of years ago when my father and I drove through. But
okay, so that's it.
Day two.
Well, you came to the right place to start off.
Well,
yeah.
This is a great place to start. CITR, yeah. So we just heard Blondie by request. And continuing with the CBGB's tribute, Hilly Crystal, I don't know if I mentioned, he actually died. It's not just a tribute to him, but he died of lung cancer a couple of days ago. So that's why we're playing a few of these New York punk songs. So we've got Talking Heads coming up and some Lou Reed coming up. Either of you fans of that sort of 70s New York punk music?
Yeah. I did hear about his passing at SAD.
It is sad, and the CBGB's just closed.
I know.
Last
I wish
October.
That happened the other way.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I was in New York at the time, and so I went day before it closed. I managed just to hang out in CBGB's for.
What was the atmosphere like? Pretty
it was
sad.
Pretty weird. It was really grungy. The place is like just everything you've heard. It is like it was like really gross and pretty small. But then there were all these people in making phone calls like. Derek, you have to get down here. They're closing it tomorrow. You have to come see it. These old people in, really fancy clothes, with no idea of the actual context of the place, just that there were lots of people
tourists?
Really excited. Yeah, yeah. I'm a tourist, too, so I can't be too too critical of them. But, yeah, there were lots of people who didn't seem to, know anything about the music, but had just heard that this was a big deal. But, yeah, what are you going to do? So we're going to hear some Talking Heads. Do you like the Talking Heads?
Yeah.
They're all right.
Okay.
Well, let's hear them. Maybe we'll change your mind. All right. Here we go. Thanks, you two, for stopping by and saying hi.
National Guard. She creamed in her jeans as he picked up her knees from off of the four-mic guitar bar. And cascading slowly, he lifted her wholly and boldly out of this world. And despite people's derision, proved to be more than diversion. Sha-la-la-la later on. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he entered her slowly and showed her where he was coming from. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he made love to her gently. It was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave. You know, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing. neck cuts, not breathing. I think she's had too much of something or other. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't mean to scare you, but you're the one who came here, and you're the one that's gotta take her when you leave. I'm not being smart or trying to be cold in my part, and I'm not gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. But you know, people get all emotional, and sometimes, man, they just don't act rationally, you know, they think they're just on TV. Sha-la-la, man. Why don't you just slip her away? You know, I'm glad that we met, man. It really was nice talking, and I really wish that there was a little more time to speak. But you know, it could be a hassle trying to explain myself to a police officer about how it was your old lady got herself stiffed. And it's not like we could help her. There was nothing no one could do. And if there was, man, you know I would have been the first. But when someone turns that blue, it's a universal truth. And you just know that bitch will never fuck again. By the way, that's really some bad shit that you came to our place with. But you ought to be more careful around the little girls. It's either the best or it's the worst. And since I don't have to choose, I guess I won't. And I know this ain't no way to treat a guest. But why don't you grab your old lady by the feet and just lay her out in the darkest street, and by morning she's just another hit and run. You know, some people got no choice, and they can never find a voice to talk with that they could even call their own. So the first thing that they see that allows them the right to be, why they follow it. You know, it's called bad luck.
That's just a lie. That's a lie she tells her friends. It's a real song that she won't even admit to herself. It's beating in her heart. It's a song lots of people know. It's a painful song. But a little sad truth. But a last full of sad songs. A painful wish. Wish it won't make it, soldier. With a pretty kiss, or a pretty face, can't have its way. Don't tramps like us, we were born to be.
Love has gone away, and there's no one here now, and there's nothing left to say. But oh, how I miss him, baby. Oh, baby, oh. come on and slip away. Come on, baby, why don't you slip away? Love has gone away. Took the rings off my fingers, and there's nothing left to say. But oh how I need a baby. Come on, baby, I need you, baby. Oh, please don't slip away. I need your loving so bad, babe. Please don't slip away.
Very nice song. That's Street Hassle by Lou Reed from his album Street Hassle. Before that, we heard This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody by the Talking Heads from their album Speaking in Tongues. So this is the time of the day where we do concert listings. So I'm just going to go through some of the upcoming concerts in town. Bert Jantz at Richards tonight. Check it out. Magnolia Electric Company is at Richards tomorrow. That's an early show. Treacherous Machete is at Casbah the night at Library Square tomorrow as well. On September 1st, at Richards on Richards, is Andrew Bird. That same night, Devander Banhart is at the Commodore. Chaos is at Malcolm Bowl with You Say Party, We Say Die. And the Queens of the Stone Age are at the Bill Copeland Arena in Burnaby. I think that was moved from the Orpheum because the Orpheum's closed due to the city strike. On September 2nd, another busy night, Tokyo Police Club is playing with the Immaculate Machine at the Plaza, and Gogol Bordello are playing at the Commodore. On September 3rd, Monday afternoon, the Victory Square Block Party is happening. That includes the Choir Practice, No Gold, White Lung, Sunrise, Modern Creatures, Chet, The Secret Mummy Quintet, and Frog Eyes. So quite an amazing lineup there. It's 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Victory Square Park, and it's free. So definitely make your way down there if you're in town. Art Brute is playing that night at Richards on Richards, and Crowded House with Pete Yorn at the Orpheum that night as well. We'll see if that stays on at the Orpheum, because I think the Orpheum's in trouble with the civic strike, as I mentioned before. The Brunettes are playing on September 5th at the Media Club. Girl Talk is playing at the Pit Pub on September 6th. My understanding is that is sold out now. I thought tickets were going on sale on the 4th, but apparently it's already sold out. What are you going to do? September 7th, Spoon is playing at the Commodore. Wolf Parade is playing with Holy Fuck that night at Richards on Richards. Elizabeth is playing with Fake Shark Real Zombie that night at Library Square. The next night, the 8th, Brian Jonestown Massacre is at the Commodore. And that Sunday, the 9th, Uckerville River is playing with Damien Jurado at Richards on Richards. That about does it. That's all the listings I'm doing today. Oh, and Adelaide is playing tonight, I believe at Pat's Pub. So go check out that. Support local rock. Coming up, we're going to hear some Seeds, the 60s flower punk band. With their song, Can't Seem to Make You Mine. And after that, we're going to hear a Diplo remix of a spank rock song that uses a sample from Can't Seem to Make You Mine to very good effect. And we're also going to hear a couple of covers by The Chromatics and Dan Rawson of Grizzly Bear. Let's get to it. Here are the Seeds.
I can't seem to make you mine. You can't stand around all the time. Flying around like a bee. Hurting everything you see. I try everything I know to make you want to love me so. The only thing you do.
Fuck, 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 f that you want to feel how it feels, that you want to know that it didn't hurt me, that you want to hear about the deal they're making you.
If only traditional guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland.
I'll tell you everything I know, any little thing I know. must be the way you see the world. It's just the way you see the world. Oh, what a lovely way with words. Is that the way you see the world? It's just the way you see the world. Went down to your house last weekend. You're just like, come on, man. You don't have to point out everything that's bad. So there's a broken mirror on my bed. I clean it up, so what? You don't have to be such an asshole all the time. Oh, don't be like that.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies drops back. He's got a throw.
Through it,
the
streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam U collar.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdown. In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
he
fell down.
Go!
Security is coming.
He's going.
Get up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He's gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
I love that PSA, or that promo. It's so good, the streaker thing. So that is just about it for Dunkin' Donuts for this week. Thanks for listening. Sorry if, well, it was a pretty lazy show. I'll be the first to say. But I'm glad you guys tuned in, and I hope you liked what you heard. Coming up is a pre-recorded version of We All Fall Down with Marielle Kay. I don't know if she's even hosting the pre-recorded version. It may be this friend of hers, John. Ink Studs after that with Robin M. And Crimes and Treasons on the Hip Hop Tip at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. If you're interested in what I played today, I'm going to be putting the playlist up on the Dunkin' Donuts blog this afternoon, so check it out, dunkinsdonuts.blogspot.com. You can also listen to the podcast, you know, do all that stuff. Why not? To finish off, we have the Cave Singers by request, but also, it's such a great song, why wouldn't I play it? Oh, that's a fire alarm. Shit. Okay, I'm going to quickly put this on, and we're going to get going, because there's a fire alarm in the building, and I got to go. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a new show that offers an alternate view of the headlines.